Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to put my guy Craig Breslow on the hot seat?
Oh, Dave? Yeah. He put himself on the hot seat yesterday. Yesterday with the Greg Hill show, he was like, listen, depending on how this next week goes, I can join you at the last road show.
He put himself on there.
Put himself squarely, right on there.
Squarely on the hot seat. That is true.
It hasn't gone super great for him this year or really since he's taken over.
Well, and I hate to say it, Keith, but we were wrong yesterday on the show.
How's that?
We said the Red Sox are off. What's the worst that could happen to the Red Sox?
Well,
turns out Rafael Devers smacked a homer. Now, it was a 5-0 game, and the Giants lost again. They have the same record with Devers that the Red Sox have without him.
Cadillac'd it around the bases.
You were telling me that.
I guess I didn't notice that. So he smashes the ball, and like his momentum took him sort of into the righty's batter's box, and that's where he watched it until it landed in the seats, and then he jogged around the bases like he was... Yeah, like a double groin injury. You're like, what are you doing? Like, you're losing. Just get around.
5-0 game.
Yeah.
Well, at that point, he tied it.
Oh, that was a tying home run?
I believe that was the tying.
All right, well, they lost the game anyway.
No.
I thought they made it 5-5.
No, made it 5-2. It's 5-0 when he hit the home run. And then they got smoked.
Come on,
12-5.
Nick.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a big Devers defender.
Look,
I'm on Team Devers.
I don't have much to latch on to here, so just let me latch on to that. It was a 5-0 game when he hit the home run.
I should know better than Jones is pretty in on this.
And
that's true.
And my guy, Craig Breslow, acquired another guy I like, Kyle Harrison.
How'd he do?
He made his debut for Worcester last night.
What's Kyle Harrison? Oh, good. Moose Sox?
Let me just get the exact numbers.
Go Moose Sox.
Because Nick made sure to forward them.
Better or worse than
that
Tanner
That wasn't Hunt. Actually the final numbers.
Oh, these aren't final numbers?
I had 2 hits onto those numbers.
Oh, no.
So 3-plus innings of work, 8 hits, 4 earned, a walk, 3 strikeouts. He did allow a home run for the Woo Sox.
All right. Harrison, Hicks, they both suck.
That guy might have been onto something.
That guy kind of nailed it.
That was the other problem with Breslow is he's really hyping up the return. Like they were trying to, basically the question was along the lines of, hey, if you had eaten some of Devers' money, could you have gotten better players? He's like, whoa, guys.
Don't shortchange what we got.
He's a pretty good player. We have a high leverage reliever. I'm like, where? And he's like, and a starting pitcher that we could slot in right after Garrett Crochet. It's like, you do? So he
Are those
thinks
pitchers in the room with us.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what are you talking about? You didn't get players to be named later, where you could be like, hey, maybe we'll get those things. He thinks that Hicks is like a setup man, and Harrison's a top end of the rotation starter. No,
well, not based on his first outing.
I know. I mean,
for the Woo Sox, or much of what we've seen in the majors over parts of 3 years.
I was gonna say, like, you didn't get anything yet that is helping this team, and it doesn't seem like you did at all.
No. No. So even I am willing to admit that it's not going well for my guy, Craig Breslow.
It's going poorly.
And the Red Sox, they have 3 with the Blue Jays at Fenway. And, I thought it was interesting what Greg was discussing today. And it's Jones and Keefe, WEEI. You can dial us up here on a Friday, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number to get in touch. It's also the text line here at WEEI. A lot of text rolling there. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And watch on YouTube. You can subscribe to WEEI. But Greg made this point over and over again while I was driving. He's like, if they get swept, they lose 2 out of 3. It has the potential to get ugly this weekend at Fenway. And the last time we said this was the opening home series for the Red Sox. We're like, if Devers doesn't turn it around and they come back against the Cardinals and he keeps striking out. Remember the awful start Devers got off to?
The world, like a historic start.
Historically bad start. Yeah. I'm like, the fans are going to turn on him quick. And I believe that. The team turned it around. He turned it around. Didn't come to fruition.
Right.
But this Red Sox team is facing the exact same thing. You come back home. The fan base is not thrilled with the trade. I've tried to defend it. But the fan base isn't thrilled with it. They're not thrilled with the product on the field. They're not thrilled with the GM. They're not thrilled with the return. They're angry that Devers is gone. And you come out and lose 2 out of 3, get swept, heaven forbid. It has the potential to turn and turn quick on Breslow, Cora, and the Red Sox this weekend.
Yeah, it's a mess. People are mad, as they should be, because this isn't like last season when you were playing 500 and you're like, you know what, that's kind of better than we thought, right? Like the expectations for this team were so high. We thought they might win 90 games or certainly in the high 80s competing for a wild card spot. And as bad as the American League is, they're still just falling further and further out of it. They're not scoring runs. They got like one guy basically that can pitch. So, yeah, people are pissed. And then whether you like Devers or not, right, because I think the fan base was somewhat split. Just being like, all right, the guy's not, you know, playing in the field, and he's kind of a turd and all this stuff. But he was hitting. And now a team that is not scoring runs, you remove one of your best hitters, and you don't add anybody to the active roster right away. How is that a commitment to 2025? Because that's what Breslow also said. We're gonna try to add to 2025. All you've done so far is subtracted from 2025.
Yep.
That's tough. And you're not even breaking even.
Then they might not be done based on the reporting of Jeff Passan and the Athletic. Duran and Bregman and Chapman and guys like that could all be on the way out.
Yeah, I mean, who'd have thought that they'd be playing in this sort of state right now? So you're right. I mean, a 5-game losing streak is brutal. And now you're playing a Toronto team that is certainly no great shakes. They're better than you.
5 or 6.
7 or 8. Good call.
It might be 7 or 8. The losing streak. Oh, by the time
it can be
done.
7 or 8 for sure. Yeah,
but yeah, now they're in focus. They're at home, and you could see it getting pretty ugly. Sure.
Depending on how the next week goes, I might be able to make myself available.
That is true. That is actually true.
Uh-huh.
That is. Now I thought that Breslow might have a little bit more job security, believe it or not, than Alex Cora. But there's also a scenario that they're both gone.
Okay, hot seat. Who's got the hotter seat? Cora or Breslow?
Cora. I'm going to say Cora. I think Cora should.
I heard Curtis say this today. Curtis is like, if they get swept by the Blue Jays, Cora's out, which I hadn't really thought about. I think Cora's inching his way to the hot seat. But
if they didn't just sign him to an extension, then I would say.
Oh, he would have gone weeks ago if he didn't have the extension.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I
think Cora is more on the hot seat.
Cora's seat is hotter than Breslow's, but it's getting close.
I know.
Even us Breslow defenders have to acknowledge it's getting spicy. The team better turn it around and turn it around quick, or the guys you acquired, Hicks and Harrison, better start pitching well just in AAA.
Yeah.
And then ultimately get here and help the team in the major leagues. Something has to turn quickly for this team, or everybody's hot seat's going to burn up on them.
Do you think, because John Henry, how many baseball players do you think John Henry can name in the league? 8?
Oh, current baseball players? I was going to say, I'd have like Stan Musial and guys like that.
Stan, the man.
Current baseball players? Not many.
Yeah.
He's probably like, I know Aaron Judge.
He's like,
I
Alex Cora. You're like, well, no, current players.
Ortiz.
But, yeah, David Poppy.
Yeah.
So my point is, when he was like, all right, we got to get rid of Devers, and then Breslow explains to him, like, hey, we found a deal, we got rid of Devers. Does Breslow say in the moment, all right, these are the four guys we got back.
He's the guy making $313 million. John,
he's
that's
like,
him. Yeah.
No, but, like, even John Henry would have to be like, what are we getting back? And did Breslow say, good news, we're getting a starting pitcher and a reliever? And Henry's like, all right, that seems pretty good.
Yeah.
So that's a good return. And then weeks go by, you've lost 5 straight games. Does he say, what about those guys that you got? Are those guys play for our team? How are they doing? Are they doing well?
Harrison, Hicks, they both suck.
He's like, well, Hicks isn't ready, but he'll be ready. Harrison, we're going to have him start a bunch of games in Worcester, apparently, get shelled down there, and then maybe call him up. But like that part of it's going to be insane. Now, I know a lot of people might just say Henry doesn't care. Henry's got rid of the contract. So Henry's happy about getting rid of the contract. But at some level, he's making some of these moves and even going back to like firing Heim Bloom because he does want to at least get back to the playoffs because you can make more money that way, right? Like, so that's part of it. Like, being missing out on the playoffs year in year.
At a certain point, he's like, no one's showing up to the ballpark. This is what was happening with Bloom, where Dodgers fans were storming the ballpark.
Tickets
were going for $1 on the secondary market for Red Sox, Yankees. And it's like, okay, our fans are checking out. Other fan bases are showing up.
Blue Jays are checking out. You think Reds fans will be here?
We got to pretend to keep people happy. And so I'm going to fire Bloom, or I'll fire the manager, or I'll fire Breslow, or whatever.
Yeah.
None of it really matters to him.
Yeah.
I honestly think that's a bigger factor. Him worried about the business line and losing fans than making a playoff run.
Could be. But he also did, and I'm not trying to throw him a parade for this, but he did sign Alex Bregman or approve the signing of Bregman at $41 million annually.
It's not nothing.
And then
smoking a cigar to let you know.
That's true. Right.
Yeah, that looks great.
Yeah.
That's a freezing cold takes or whatever. Then you have, you know, they trade for Garrett Crochet and they extend him right away. Now, these aren't Juan Soto contracts, but they're more than what they were doing. So that you would think would say, all right, we want to be competitive. We're sick of being in last place or a scrappy 500 team. And then now you see this year, we're like, oh, it's going to be even worse than that. It's going to be closer to maybe 2 years ago than it was even last year.
So you guys can discuss 617-779-7937. You can also text like this gentleman did, or ma'am. Jones should be on the hot seat.
Ooh.
I think we always are.
Boom roasting.
If you think we don't think we're on the hot seat,
we live our lives that way. So
we're very aware,
trust
day
me.
To day, on the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
Jaren Duran.
Boom roasted.
Jaren Duran was on the Section 10 podcast with Jared Krabbes, who they just had a
wait
big old
a minute.
Dust up. Yeah.
I thought he was dead. Krabbes was done with him.
That's what I thought.
So then he hopped on the pod. Did they smooth things over? I
hopped on the pod. Well, trust me, I didn't listen to the whole thing. But Nick did pull this. He was asked about the Devers trade and how the team feels about Rafi. Here's what Jaren Duran had to say.
Talking to Jared about this earlier is I feel like people wanted us to dwell on it. But it's like, what is that going to do? It's not going to bring them back. Like, people were like, oh, maybe they didn't like Rafi or they didn't care or stuff like that. I'm like, no. But like, what's crying about it going to do? It's not going to bring him back. Like, he's gone. He's on the Giants now. He's doing his thing over there. So, like, we have to do our thing over here. So, when people are like, oh, like honestly, like, to the fans, like, if you're mad about it, like, you guys can be mad about it because you don't have to go and perform on the field the next day. Like, we don't have that luxury to be upset about it because I got to go out and win a game the next day with or without Rafi. So, but, I mean, we were always a pretty close group, and I think just all these people getting upset about it, it's obviously made us closer because it's like, all right, well, they think we're going to suck without Rafi. Like, well, we have to go prove them wrong now. So that's just something else we're gonna have to prove people wrong.
What was your relationship like with Rafi when he was on the team?
It was good. Yeah. I loved Rafi. I love Rafi. I still love him. I mean, it was always funny to see him smiling and laughing and acting like a kid. I mean, everybody sees him smiling and laughing like and sitting on his cooler in the dugout.
Okay. All right.
That like a full throated. Well,
what's in the cooler?
You tell me what jumped out there. A few different things. Yeah.
Well, he's like, "What do you want us to do? Like, what do you?" Because I think their natural reaction was like, "All right, good. See you later. You're gone." And then they probably heard some of the backlash and people questioning like what it was, and they're like, "Oh, like, well, what do you want us to do? Like, be upset about it?" It's like, well, in years past, the Red Sox have traded players, and players on the roster have been upset when Christian Vasquez got traded. Mindset wasn't. Oh, what are you going to do? That's not going to bring them back. No, they were pissed.
They were angry.
And they made it very clear that they were pissed. I think they were. I think they. These guys were fine that he was gone. And, you know, maybe they're sensitive to some of the criticism or the discussion that has led to it.
So I don't think this
was good.
That's not a full-throated defense of Devers.
Good.
How was your relationship? One more time, Jared?
It was good.
Oh, you're good. Yeah. Hey, how's your marriage going?
It was good.
Yeah, it was good. Don't ask anything. It's good.
That's past tense.
No problems there.
Past tense. What's going on there?
That's good. Good.
Everything, no problems.
Everything with Cat Gray.
Yeah, real good.
Yeah, so I
was good.
I wouldn't exactly call that
no.
a full-throated defense.
No.
I
no,
do like Jaren Duran.
You know what he said at first when he was asked about it? He's like, well, I went to sleep. He's like, they took Rafi off the bus, or the, I'm sorry, the plane. They took Rafi off the plane, and I was like, wow, there goes Rafael Devers. And then I don't really know what else to tell you because me and Rob Refsteiner took naps. That's what he said. Yeah. He wasn't exactly broken up over. He fell asleep on the plane.
Look, they don't care. Now, I will say to my guy, Jaren Duran, and apparently now Karabas' guy as well.
They're best buds. Did they mention how much they hated each other at the beginning of the podcast?
I don't know. The Twitch chat has listened to it, and they're claiming that Jared went real soft in the interview.
Got it.
John in the car, good friend, is saying he predicted all along that Karabas just wanted attention this week. That's why he went off on Duran to get the interview and get attention on the interview.
Oh, and maybe to get some ears on it.
Maybe.
Because you're like, hey, listen up.
Could be.
Yeah.
I was like, man, if Karabas is done with Duran, maybe the Red Sox are done with Duran, but that seems to be smoothed over. No, it just Duran coming out and saying, yeah, we're going to prove people wrong. I would start doing that now-ish. I would start with tonight against the Blue Jays. I would start with this weekend against the Blue Jays. Because if you don't,
they got to get going.
You're not going to be able to dig your way out.
They do need to get going.
I would start
to prove
that
they're better. And if the team is really closer because Devers is gone and they're more motivated because Devers is gone, like you gotta go out there and show it.
It was good.
Five straight losses have not been good. It has not been very good. No.
Everything is fine.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. That trade gets worse by the day. Even when the Red Sox don't play, Devers homered last night in a loss. Kyle Harrison pitched for the Woo Sox and didn't go well.
Just gave up another hit.
He gave up a tater and a bunch of home runs, a bunch of runs, rather. Jaron Duran with a kind of sort of defense of Rafi Devers. We can get into the Red Sox trade deadline. Are they buying or selling? We can also rank the hot seats. I like that. Cora or Breslow, who's got a hotter hot seat?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you have any thoughts as to why Jaron Duran is taking a big step backwards this year? And also, what is the likelihood he could be traded?
I don't know why he's taking a step back. I think it's one of the biggest mysteries because he's healthy. He was a dynamic. We can't forget what a dynamic player he was last year. I think defensively and offensively, he has taken a step back. So I don't have an answer for that. In terms of is he going to be traded, I think we're going to have to ride this out. And this is one of the things that we said this when it comes to the Devers trade, this whole dynamic with this team. You have about a month. You have about a month to define what this whole deal, where you're going to land. Because I don't think there's any question that if you do think that you're going to end up with more wins with this team as after doing this deal, the whole plan was to have a good Jaron Duran at the top of the order. The whole plan was to have Jaron Duran be part of the solution, not part of the problem. But, you know, you have to figure this out. And if so, what I'm saying is that if they are selling, yeah. I mean, I think that Jaron Duran could be on the table.
That was Rob Bradford yesterday on Jones and Keefe. You can catch the full interview on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Jaron Duran on the table, could be discussed, could be on the way out. McAdams said the same earlier in the week. Jeff Passan had him number two on his trade candidate big board. The Athletic had him number one earlier this week. Number one on Passan's big board, by the way, was Alex Bregman. So Red Sox are teetering. Huge series for them this weekend, and it could get ugly at Fenway Park. I agree with Greg. If the team doesn't play well this weekend,
oh yeah,
they haven't been home since they traded Devers.
Yeah,
they traded Devers right after a sweep against the Yankees. They got out of town. They went to the West Coast. They stunk it up out there, and now they're back. And it does have the potential to really get away from them. I think Cora's on the hotter of the two hot seats. Good segment idea from the text line, 617-779-7937. Guys, new segment idea, the hot seat.
Ooh, I like that. That's real nice. No, but it is amazing when you think about the last home game was sweeping the Yankees. And Father's Devers Day. Homers in the game.
Keith, it was Father's Day. Great Father's Day, having beers, having a good time. Red Sox sweep the Yankees.
But they had also
seasons turning around. Boom, Devers trade, and they haven't been the same team since.
No.
They haven't been home since.
So they won five straight. So they swept the Yankees, but it was also a five-game heater. Yep. They finally got themselves over 500, right? Because they were five games under at one point. We're like, what is this team? They had pulled themselves out
with
of that.
Devers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people forget that.
No, I
but
understand.
Yes, with Devers.
A red-hot Devers. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they were still five games under 500. So then they get to one game over, and you're like, how about this? Look at this team. They're pitching well. You know, they still weren't scoring a million runs, but they were pitching well. The defense was getting a little bit was
duck
an
boats.
Issue. Right. And then they trade Devers, which was a shocking, like the timing of the trade was still shocking. And you're like, all right. They win the next game. You're like, all right, didn't score a lot of runs again.
No.
But they won the next game. And you're like, all right, maybe they'll keep this momentum going. Wrong.
It's over.
Wrong. So, I mean, 3-6 on the trip, but really 2-6 when you take away like the one like immediate win right after the sweep of the Yankees. So they're 2-6 in their last eight games.
Sure.
And they're not scoring any runs. The defense has been bad again. The pitchers have let them down a bunch of times. And you're like, you're just looking for answers. And then you find out, well, the guys you got in the Devers trade might not be joining the team anytime soon. Alex Bregman might not return anytime soon.
They're saying until after the All-Star break at the early. I mean, it might be later than that.
Yeah.
It's not like he's going to be ready to go, guaranteed ready to go right out of the All-Star break. It could be longer than that.
So they have 16 games prior to the All-Star break.
Yeah, I don't love
that. So that's a big hunk of games that where do you turn? So what are you going to need? Like great Brian Bayo and Walker Buehler outings and Richard Fitz? And you're going to, like, Carlos Narvaez is going to have to carry the offense. It's just, it's a sad state of affairs right now.
I'm not loving their chance. I'm not feeling as good about the Red Sox as I was 10 days ago.
Yeah, same.
Well, way back when on Father's Day, Keith. Not That's feeling right. so good.
I remember that.
We do have a Top 5 Friday coming up about 15 minutes from now with 4th of July right around the corner. We figured we should rank the top 5 Americans.
Very patriotic. This is all-time Americans, not current Americans.
Yeah, living,
dead,
the whole gamut.
A little bit of both.
Available to you.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to rank the top 5. These are the undisputable top 5 Americans.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get much blowback on this.
I wonder
this
how
whatsoever.
Much overlap we have, because like all these lists, I never see your list ahead of time, and nor do you mine.
No, it's my list.
Do you think
and that's your list? And I don't need to know what's on your list. I don't care what's on your list.
What are the chances that there's 10 different Americans on this list?
High.
Okay.
I would say likely. I mean, let's see. But I would say
very good.
I don't think they're going to be the same, but I could be wrong.
What do you think of this?
Hang on. We got the Friday four pack at 11:30, four pack of questions for you, and the week in review, 12:45. What do I think of what?
All right. Text into the show. Which pairing will last longer in Boston?
Okay. Which pairing?
Which pairing?
All right. So Breslow,
Alex Cora, and Breslow.
Yep.
Cam Neely and Don Sweeney.
Ooh.
Or Jones and Keefe.
Oh.
If you had to rank those.
If I had to rank them?
Y'all going to be gone before him.
Okay,
well,
maybe.
I bet you that me and my buddy got a bet. He got y'all and I got you guys to be gone.
Well, I appreciate your buddy taking our side. That was months ago when a caller called in and said Gerard Mayo will last longer as head coach than you guys as a show, which at the time was probably even odds. And to our credit, we were able to, and to that guy's buddy's credit.
Yeah.
Got that one right.
Really, mostly him.
But now you're really up in the ante here. I don't think anybody outlasts Neely and Sweeney.
No,
I think
I
those
agree.
Guys have the a job safest, for life, so I'd put them first.
Safest or, oh, we're putting safest first.
Safest
is Neely and Sweeney for sure.
Yeah. Job for life. This is close.
It's bold, Keith, and dangerous.
Ken and Mike. A little cocky.
Ken and Mike, earmuffs.
Yeah.
But I say we're safer than Breslow and Cora as a combo.
I was going to say, because maybe
you
one.
You sure about that?
Well, hold on.
No,
hold
I'm not
on, Nick.
Sure about
I'm not
that.
Sure about it either.
Yeah,
but maybe
no one's sure about it.
Maybe one of those guys
Correct.
Remains for a while, but they got to move on from there.
Right.
That working relationship isn't going to last.
You're telling me Cora and Breslow, one of them could outlast us? We're dead last on the list. But if it's the combination of the two,
right,
we're safer.
Okay.
I think.
What if it's a swap?
Say it again?
What if it's a swap?
How so?
What if we make Keith the CBO and then Breslow and Jones 10-2?
Oh, nice.
The Bresbot in here?
I would.
He was kind of loosening up a little bit at the end of the interview yesterday.
Me and Breslow would agree too much, I think. I think we see things too similarly. We would agree. It wouldn't work as a shot.
I don't think John Henry would care for my spending if I went in there. I'd be a lot like Dave Dombrowski. He'd be like, what is this guy doing? We can't get Kyle Tucker. Like, we're getting Kyle Tucker.
That's true. If they're going to swap somebody out on the Red Sox.
Are you ready, Jones?
Yeah, no, I am. Great trade, Craig. I loved it. Good return, too. Kyle Harrison, great pitcher. Uh-huh. Loved the whole thing. 617-779-7937. Keith, what do we think the Red Sox chances are of turning things around and making the playoffs? Like, I giggle as I say it. Is it still in play? Because it feels awful right now.
It feels terrible. Right now in the moment, it is atrocious because they've lost 5 in a row. But, and I know there are a lot of teams around it, so it's not as simple as maybe just the games back. However, they're 2 out. They've played like trash recently. They're 2 games out of a wild card
spot. They picked up a half game last night?
Yeah.
Good for them. Okay, so, okay, well, hang on.
Yeah.
So Devers homered. Harrison pitched like garbage, but they picked up a half game last night.
The Mariners lost.
Heck yeah.
The Guardians lost to the teams in front of you. So you're 2 games out.
All they need is more off days.
Yes.
They need less games and more off days.
Stop playing.
What are you doing? You're picking up ground.
Hopefully it pours this weekend. They don't have to play any games. But, yeah, listen, I don't love the chances, but I'm not ruling them out yet. I'm not. Now, they desperately need Bregman to be back ASAP, and he needs to hit when he gets back. So those are 2 things that are sort of out there that may not even happen, right? It might take him a while to return, and then it might take him a while to get hot again. So like that might be out of their hands a little bit. Maybe Meyer and Anthony are going to have to get going. Like, it's not a luxury. It's a necessity for those two. Because the starting pitching, I know Richard Fitz only went 4 innings yesterday, but the starting pitching has been okay. You have the Hoss of all Hosses at the top.
Mm.
Bayo and Giolito have been, I would say, serviceable. And then, you know, Walker Buehler stinks and you have Fitz in there. But I don't know. The American League's pretty bad. Like, can they get back to 500? I mean, right now, The Mariners have a wild card spot. They're two games over. They're 41-39. It's like, you can't play close to that and be in it and 2 months from now, still be in it.
You don't have the big dumper, but
no, you don't.
Short of that, that's not a very good baseball team. I'm with you.
No, no. The Red Sox have scored more runs than the Mariners. Of course, they've also given up more runs than the Mariners, you know, and that's where they're at.
I know they lead the bigs in unearned runs for sure.
If you look at run differential, and I'm sure that Craig Breslow and all the bots there do look at run differential because it's sort of like an indication of maybe future wins or whatever.
I think I know this off the top of my head. Are they plus seven?
Yeah, they're a plus seven.
Yeah.
Seven!
I wasn't on the right page.
That's bad. It's bad when we're anticipating.
Oh, like, yeah, plus seven.
Yeah.
So, but by, for example, two teams that are currently ahead of them in the wild card standings are the Cleveland Guardians, my squad, Emmanuel Classe A jersey.
He's on the trade market, by the way.
They're negative 32.
Ooh.
The LA Angels of Anaheim,
yep,
who just swept the Red Sox, are minus 46.
They don't play anymore, right? This is actually positive for the Red Sox. The Red Sox and Angels do not play each other anymore.
The Halos anymore.
The Angels aren't going
to.
They don't play anybody like they play the
Angels
Red Sox
and the White Sox.
That's true. White Sox are in the rearview mirror.
Good.
So yeah, good.
So I mean, I guess you sort of look at that and say like them and the Rangers, based on that metric alone, the Mariners all have a better chance. Also, the Blue Jays are currently a wild card team.
Hmm.
And so you'll play them, I assume, a bunch more times this season. So there's an opportunity there to just chase them down. This year, they've struggled against Toronto. Sox are 2-5.
It hasn't gone well against Toronto. That's true. So what's at stake this weekend? Who's on the hotter seat, Breslow or Cora? Never mind Neely, Sweeney, Jones, and Keefe.
Yep.
And you can also get into the trade deadline here as well, 617-779-7937.
Also, a little bit of a benefit. Nick told us this during the break, but Vladimir Guerrero got hit by a pitch on the forearm yesterday and left the game and is listed as day-to-day.
Okay. So he normally would be a candidate for Haas of the Week, Vladdy Guerrero.
No doubt.
He's got to be in the mix.
No doubt.
We did officially hand out our Haas of the Week. You can see the social media graphic at Jones and Keefe. It is Peyton, the Iowa meat truck, Williams. Of the Fisher Cats. Now, the Fisher Cats.
Yeah, thanks to a texter for pointing that out, by the way. Somebody went to a game up in Manchester and said, you got to see this guy.
The Fisher Cats. Oh, we have.
We have.
The Fisher Cats sent us a photo of him wearing an Iowa meat truck shirt, and he's quite a hoss.
He's a hoss.
He is a hoss. There's no doubt about it.
Not to be that guy. I know people don't like beggars, but could they throw us a jersey? Maybe like a Fisher Cats jersey?
How about an Iowa meat truck shirt?
Iowa meat truck.
Either or.
Either one.
Either or, Fisher Cats.
I don't see why not.
We're also getting a bunch of texts, 617-779-7937, about top Americans lists.
Yeah. Top five Americans is going to be – there's a lot of Americans when you go all the way back to the history of the country.
There's quite a few.
Yeah.
So as an example, and you can send yours in on the text line, Twitch chat, at Jones and Keefe on Twitter as well. But, like, here's an example of a top five Americans list. We'll see how ours compare.
Okay.
Ronald Reagan, General George Patton, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King.
It's a good list.
It's a strong list.
It's a good list.
That's a hard one to argue with.
Uh-huh.
We'll give you our list on a Top 5 Friday. The Top 5 Americans with 4th of July looming 1 week from today. That's next on Jones and Keefe.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, yeah, it's a Top 5 Friday, Jones and Keefe. 4th of July, 1 week from today.
Yeah, we're getting out ahead of it. There's a Red Sox game on, I think, at 11 o'clock next Friday.
Correct.
So we won't be on the air next Friday to celebrate Independence Day.
Basically where Top 5 Friday should be. They'll be wrapping up the pregame show.
Correct.
Going into Red Sox baseball.
So let's do it now. Let's get out in front of this.
Our top five Americans.
This is all time.
All time.
It's not current Americans.
No. Living,
all
dead,
time.
As you said, maybe some combination thereof.
Yes.
It's all available to you.
Yeah.
So I already see people lining up on the phone, 617.
We've got some good text, good Twitch chat.
7937. Oh, Twitch has been on fire with their Americans, as has the text line. So in honor of the 4th of July, our top five Americans, we'll go 5-1.
Uh-huh.
I'll go first here.
Okay, you go first. Let's hear your list.
At number five, It is our 27th president, William H. Taft. I want a little
Taft?
Bit.
Taft?
Yeah, I want a little bit.
You went Taft?
On the list for everyone here, Keith.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
He's a larger man. I don't know if you knew
Haas.
This. I want.
Good call.
If we were doing Haas of the Week in, you know, the 20s.
Yeah.
He would have been a routine winner.
Sure.
Haas of the Week. He famously got stuck in a bathtub.
Well.
William Taft.
Small tub.
Was a smaller tub at that. They weren't designed for men like him.
Okay.
He was also Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. He's the only one who's done that. President and Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. William H. Taft. Maybe the original Haas.
Maybe.
And again, a little bit of everything.
Okay.
Something for everyone, I should say, on my list of top five Americans. Number four, Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, Keith. Now, look, she's a celebrity. She's dated celebrities. She's everywhere. She's at the Bezos wedding right now, as are many celebrities.
Yeah.
You know,
she's very famous.
Not the original sex tape.
Well.
But it was out there as well.
The first one that I saw that wasn't in
the internet age. First internet age.
Thanks.
Well, was it? Because I heavily considered Paris Cannon, Hilton as
like
well.
Cannon.
I was going to say, it wasn't in the night vision and it wasn't on a boat like Pam Anderson.
No, they knew. They knew how to film. They knew how to film. So Kim Kardashian,
all right,
on the list. Again, a little something for everyone. I'd imagine this gentleman is on your list, Keith. I would hope so. I would hope you wouldn't have an oversight of Michael B. Jordan. Now, Michael B. Jordan.
I love Michael B. Jordan.
On The Wire.
Yes. Friday Night Lights.
You famously think he should win both Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor.
Played for Smoke and Stack. In
for
Sinners.
His performance in Sinners.
That's a good one.
I would also say, and the text line pointed this out, and I thought about going Apollo Creed. I thought about it.
Oh, yeah, but he played Adonis Creed.
Exactly. Yeah. He's in the lineage
that's
of Apollo
good,
Creed
that's
as well.
One.
So Michael B. Jordan, number three on the list. Number two.
This is Best Americans?
Best Americans all time. Yes, yes. Randy Quaid in Independence Day.
Randy Quaid specifically in Independence Day?
Yeah. Now, look, he was a bit of an alcoholic.
Well,
he was not the greatest father.
No.
The man saved the planet.
True.
On the 4th of July.
True. Not just the United States. Earth.
No, he flew his little propeller plane into the giant spaceship and blew it up.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
So not Randy Quaid, the actor, character.
No, Randy Quaid, whatever his name was, in Independence Day. I mean, he saved the planet.
Russell. Thank you.
Russell from Independence Day is the second greatest American?
Yeah, he's not number one. He's number two.
Just clarifying.
Number one, Joey Chestnut. That's an American of all Americans on the 4th of July. He sat it out last year. It was a little questionable.
Yeah.
He's eating vegan hot dogs or wanted to.
Yeah.
But he's back. He's in it. No one supports America like him on the 4th of July.
That's true.
Joey Chestnut, greatest American living or dead.
Wow.
That's my top five.
I kind of wish I had looked at your list ahead of time because number five on my list, Joey Chestnut.
No! Wow! Wow, that's an insult to the greatest living American.
Because Americans, though, are the world's greatest eaters, and he is the best of us.
Thank you.
He represents the United States every 4th of July, except for last year. He decided to take it off. He had a feud with Nathan's, but that's also very American to have a feud with Nathan's. So he came back. Nobody eats wings better than him. Nobody eats hamburgers, cannolis. I think he might be the asparagus champion. He's a fast eater.
Yep.
And again, 4th of July is the day that he usually dominates. Coming in at number four, Thomas Edison.
Oh.
If it wasn't for Thomas Edison, Jones, we'd be talking in the dark. This guy was an all-time inventor.
Yeah.
What are you, confused by this?
No,
he invented the light bulb, Jones.
You Googling him?
Yeah, well, no.
Thomas Edison? I was just wondering when radio was invented compared to Thomas. I was wondering if we'd even be on the radio.
Probably not.
Yeah.
The record player dates back also to Thomas Edison. Nice. He had a lot of things that he invented. We wouldn't be here in any kind of capacity if it wasn't for Thomas Edison. We could thank him. A lot of other inventions were done in other countries. No, not here. Number three on my list, Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle is both an Olympic champion representing the United States of America, as well as a WWE champion and Hall of Famer. Nobody represented the country better than Kurt Angle.
Haas.
Yeah. And hot wrestler, technical wrestler. He was also a TNA champion later on in his career. He has battled some demons, but he's come through the other side. And he's doing very well, I think, now. Number two on my list, the original Michael Jordan. The original Michael Jordan.
Not Michael B.
The GOAT basketball player.
Uh-huh.
Had his own cologne.
Yep.
represented Team USA in two Olympics and was the face of the dream team.
Oh, you left out his Hanes commercials where he tried to bring back a certain look that probably should be outlawed.
Yep. Yeah, he shaved that, though.
Yeah,
he doesn't have that anymore.
Yeah, good for him, yeah.
Owns a team, has the coolest logo of all time.
That's definitely true.
Everybody knows Air Jordan. So Michael Jordan, number two. And number one on my list, number one with a bullet, Captain America.
Wow.
Captain America, Steve Rogers, fought the Nazis, also saved the Earth at one point from outside forces, including Thanos. And was somebody to look up to. He was a real role model, Captain America.
Text line was demanding that I had Captain America on my list, so they're probably happy with your list, Keith. I'm also being informed Russell didn't fly his propeller plane. I didn't rewatch the scene before my list.
That seems like a miss.
He flew a fighter. Well, whatever. He saved the planet.
Yeah.
Whatever. I thought it was a propeller plane.
All right.
What do you want from me?
Who else you got on there?
Oh, on the
Michael
text line?
Michael Phelps. Yeah, the text line's rolling in here. Forrest Gump?
Forrest Gump's a good one from Chuck and
Forrest Gump saw a lot of stuff. That's true. Tom Brady.
You want a John in the Cars list? He's waiting patiently.
Yeah, obviously.
John in the Car. You have a top Americans list?
Listen, yeah, I got to take issue. I agree with Jones. Like, Joey Chestnut has got to be number one. And okay. I think that, you're vastly underselling his takedown of Kobayashi. Like, Kobayashi was a great eater. And, you know, he woke that sleeping giant, Joey Chestnut, who now, like, overtook Japan and now is like the dominance.
Sure.
But you know, I also think Scoops Keith does deserve, you know, a little bit of like honorable mention in the top five here. For
Scoops Keith, honorable mention for greatest American. Wow,
consider it. What an honor.
You know, for throwing off the NHL hockey media. I love, you know, anytime we could have the media members be all in a tizzy. Like
that's
I love that. Like
that's true.
They he changes it up. So I think Scoops should get a. Should get an honorable mention at this point.
Appreciate
that. Okay, so his list is Joey Chestnut and then Keith honorable mention. There's four blanks there, John, in the car, but good start to a list.
That's all right.
Did you have
Dice had a good one.
I was going to say, you got a submission from Dice, right?
Joe Exotic, the Tiger King.
Great one. That's a brilliant
That's
one.
That's American.
That's right American there. Right there.
There's nothing more American than that.
Yep. Text line, there's a lot of Tom Brady. Oh, good point. Michael Jordan.
There's some Thomas Edison haters in the text line.
Yeah, a lot of people saying he sniped all his ideas.
Yeah, vampires. Tesla.
What's more American than that?
I said there's a bunch of vampires.
Got it. Could be.
I got it.
People are also pointing out Michael Jordan also saved the Earth.
Oh, he did. Space Jam.
Yeah, Space Jam. Yeah, good point. That's a great point about the text line.
Maybe he should be a little bit higher on my list.
What the text line is for.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ryan in the car. You got some top Americans there, Ryan, in honor of the 4th of July a week from now?
I do here. I was wondering what you guys thought about Xander Schauffele, the golfer.
Yeah.
He has, he's won the U.S. Open. He's won an Olympic gold medal on the U.S. team in 2022, I believe.
Okay.
And he is on the winning Ryder Cup team for the U.S.
So it's a well-decorated American.
It's a decent resume.
Within golf.
I wouldn't have him anywhere near
honorable mention?
No.
Michael Ruggioni, play for United States of America.
Who was your toughest omission? Did you have one?
Tom Cruise.
Good one. My wife actually said you should have Maverick on the list.
Tom Cruise would be good.
I said, no, thank you.
Johnny Knoxville.
I had CT. CT was my toughest
CT
omission.
CT from The Challenge?
Yeah.
And from Tewksbury?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. It was a tough omission.
Kid Rock? Someone in the Twitch chat said Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Oh, that was such a good one. I forget who had that now. Credit to the Twitch. Whoever said Tim Allen, Tim the Tool Man Taylor. Tremendous. Who's more American than that?
I can't think of anybody.
I think we both discussed having Oprah on our list as well. Oprah didn't make the cut.
Oprah? Oprah would have been good.
Top 10 Tuesday. Maybe we can bring it back Top 10 Tuesday.
What about Brian Boitano?
A good one.
What would Brian Boitano do if he were here right now? He'd probably kick an ass or two. That's what Brian Boitano would do.
That's exactly what he'd do. So top five Friday, your top Americans.
Yeah.
Keep submitting those. Good list.
A lot of good
strong
ones.
Lists. Yep. I think Keith and I covered most of it. But you can continue to vote. 617-779-7937. Let's get into the Celtics. Interesting night for them. I didn't watch much of night two, admittedly. I watched all of night one. I didn't watch much of night two. But they made sure to keep it interesting. We'll get to the Celtics and their plans for the offseason. Are big moves still in play with names like Jaylen Brown and Derek White? We'll do that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.